USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president and I and others are not giving up.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on CNBC. President Trump saying he would raise his offer for a new stimulus package, but believes House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is standing in the way. The Treasury Secretary continues.
I think her all-or-nothing approach doesn't make sense for the American public, and politics are getting in the way, but the president and I are determined to keep working on a larger comprehensive deal. By the way, if they would approve standalone checks, which is mostly direct deposits, we could get that money out quickly as well.
17 days before the presidential election, both candidates kicking things into high gear. Former Vice President Joe Biden will be in Michigan after taking part in a town hall in Philadelphia on Thursday. President Trump campaigning in Florida and Georgia. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Trump is throwing cold water on the idea of everybody having to get a coronavirus vaccine.
I don't believe I'd ever do a mandated vaccine because I just don't think I would do that. Well, you have to have it because there are some people feel very strongly about that whole situation.
President telling Fox Business there are two groups of people he wants to see get vaccinated.
I'd get it to essential workers and older people.
A Texas businessman is charged in the largest ever tax scheme. Prosecutors say Robert Brockman hid $2 billion over 20 years, and Chief of IRS Criminal Investigation Jim Lee isn't happy.
Through the use of offshore accounts over 20 years, Mr. Brockman seemingly spent as much time covering up his tracks as he did earning the money in the first place. A clear indication to me that he knew exactly what he was doing.
Brockman also accused of defrauding investors by manipulating debt securities. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you've ever asked the question, who would want to be a police officer these days? You're not alone. USA Radio Network's Val DeVore explains.
There are now fewer police officers per person in the U.S. than at any point in the last 25 years. That's according to recently released federal data. The Washington Free Beacon reports there were roughly 214 police officers per 100,000 Americans in 2019. That represents a 1.5% decline from 2018 and a 9% drop from 2007 when police numbers last peaked. That trend bodes ill for violent crime in America, which has plateaued in recent years, given the large body of evidence finding that cops do have a substantial impact on crime rates.
The government is warning the state of Nevada not to use Chinese-made COVID-19 test kits. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox has a story.
Documents show U.S. diplomats and security officials privately warned the state of Nevada not to use the donated kits made by a Chinese firm that's the world's largest genetic sequencing company. The tests from the firm BGI Group, donated by a company from the United Arab Emirates that has partnered with BGI. The documents obtained by the Associated Press show U.S. officials raising concern of China obtaining private information from those tested. Nevada ultimately never used any of the donated 250,000 test kits, and BGI says it's not linked to the Chinese government.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.